It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining us today because we have a very exciting show. Olivia and I will talk about Door County, Wisconsin, and the whole show is dedicated to it because Olivia had a trip there, and she has come back with so much great information. And Olivia, I mean, I wish I could have gone with you because it sounds like you had the best time ever.
I wish you could have come too. I mean, we both love the water. We both love food. We both love nature. And there's plenty of all of that in Door County. And we briefly talked about how it would be a great destination for a Father's Day trip or a gift of travel for Father's Day. But it's really great for everyone, family, individuals, people who love to hike and kayak. There's something for everyone there.
There's something for everyone. And when we talked about it on the last show for Father's Day, I was really getting excited just from hearing that. So I know today's show, I'm going to be ready to pack those bags and go get on that Delta airplane and just fly on over to Wisconsin. But we have a guest that can really get us started in talking about Door County because she is the PR and communications manager for Door County Visitors Bureau. So let's bring her on. It's Jan Rogers. And Jan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Well, it's great to have you on. So why don't we start off with your telling the listeners where Door County is located?
So Door County is located on the peninsula of Wisconsin. So if you take your hand out, your left hand and your thumb, that is Door County. It's a 70-mile-long peninsula that juts into Lake Michigan.
Well, I mean, that puts it really in perspective. That is really close to Michigan.
And it does, you know, promise lots of shoreline and lots of activities, water sports, fishing. So there's plenty to do along the shoreline if you love water like Anita and I.
Yeah, we actually have 300 miles of shoreline.
That is a lot. Yeah, so there's a lot of water sports to do.
Yes.
And lined with lighthouses and shipwrecks. So lots of exciting things right there off the coast.
Yes, along with all that water, we have 11 historic lighthouses that are along the peninsula, and it's actually one of the largest concentrations of lighthouses for any county in the United States.
That is amazing. I love visiting lighthouses. But now, one of the things that stuck out to me was that there seems to be a large number of family-owned restaurants, or restaurants that have been in the same location for decades. And I'm always fascinated with people and families that kind of stay on their ancestral land. I'm always fascinated by that. So can you talk a little bit about some of the popular family-owned restaurants in Door County? Because, you know, travel and cuisine, they do go together.
Yes. So Door County's mostly been a tourism destination, so a lot of people have put together their own restaurants, their own hotels, and a really popular thing here is the fish boil. And it's actually a Scandinavian tradition that dates back to when the lumbering and fishing heydays of Door County, and it mixes our locally caught whitefish with onions, potatoes, and they put it in a large kettle outside, and it's cooked outdoors in a big wood fire, and then the big finish is the boil over, which is huge flames, and it's quite a sight to see.
It really is. I got to see that my last night there in Door County, and it's also a great opportunity for the community to come together, so it's great to meet some locals through that experience, and I'm sure, you know, tourists love it too. And then if you attend the ceremony, usually you also get to go right around the corner and enjoy the fish right there, usually with some nice homemade bread and coleslaw. I mean, that was my experience, and it was pretty perfect.
Sounds like my kind of thing. And I love those kind of ceremonies. They're so cultural.
I hope you enjoyed some cherry pie after that fish boil.
Oh, yes, with some ice cream, of course. And then in addition to all those great family-owned restaurants, there's also a lot of orchards and wineries and cheesemakers in the area, right?
Yeah, we actually have 2,500 acres of cherries. We are the fourth, we're ranked the fourth in America for producing cherries. We typically harvest anywhere between 8 to 12 million pounds of cherries a year.
Wow. Yes, that's a lot of cherry pies.
And actually, all those series make great wine because we have a total of 8 wineries on our peninsula.
And I saw not just cherry wine, but cherry salsa, cherry pie spread. I mean, whatever
anything
you can think of.
We actually have cherry cheddar. So.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is perfect. That's a perfect marriage of Door County and Wisconsin as a whole.
I would say so. I want to try that cherry cheese. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a grilled cheese. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so I had a great time staying at the Alpine Resort and Golf Course, but what are some of the other accommodations available in Door County? I know there's resorts and bed and breakfast and some other options too.
Yeah, we have a lot of great bed and breakfasts like on farms that are pet friendly, that have great restaurants attached to them. We have the log cabins if you're looking for something like with your family, along the water, resorts, adult only locations. So it's really great. There's a really fun place that's a little lodge, and they actually have a whiskey and s'more night 3 times a week.
Wow.
Like fun stuff.
And Airbnbs are kind of on the rise in that area too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Just people taking their family homes and just turning them into Airbnbs. Just great. It's great. I don't know. It's just you get to see beautiful homes all along the peninsula.
And the great thing about that is that a lot of people who live in Door County, like we talked about, they've been there for a long time, and the people who live there are really proud of where they live, and they really love it. They'll tell you all about it. They're very open about it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. What makes Door County is definitely the people. All the people that visitors run into, everyone's really friendly because we're really here because of the tourists. That's our main economy drivers here. And we're proud of where we live.
And that's good to know, because when you're looking for a vacation spot, most people do want to go somewhere where they can be somewhat of a tourist, even if they're wanting to kind of step away and have that kind of local experience. They do want a bit of that touristy kind of experience as well. So that is important.
And you feel comfortable, you know, asking for directions.
Exactly.
Or recommendations. You don't have to feel like you're kind of sticking out as a tourist.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Now, you have a pretty vibrant art scene. Tell us a little bit about that before we wrap up the segment here.
So we have around 100 galleries, museums, and performing arts. So in the summertime, there's a lot of great theater. And some of those theaters are right outside. One of them is Northern Sky Theater, and they make musicals that are kind of based around this Wisconsin heritage. And one of the musicals that they're doing this year is called Dairy Heirs, and it's a family farming musical.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, Jen, can you tell us a website or contact information where we can find out a little bit more about those musicals, about the cheese, about the lighthouses, all of these great things to do, places to stay? Is there a good website for that?
Definitely. If you are looking for more information on Door County, it's just doorcounty.com.
Well, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Jen, it's been great having you on the show. And I think, you know, Olivia's ready to come back, and I'm going to twist her arm and get her to bring me this time.
I think you guys should come this fall. It is so pretty.
Yes.
I can only imagine probably the time when the leaves are changing would be a good time, right?
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Oh.
Apple orchards, too, so you can get all your cider and apple pie.
Well, guys, you hear that. Fall, you have time to plan it. Check out their website at doorcounty.com. Jen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Anita and Olivia.
Now, guys, I hope you are writing down all those details. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about Door County, because Olivia had a really, really great time. And we have more to share with you all about Door County, Wisconsin. And not only just the cheese, Olivia, it sounds like there's other things to do. People think of Wisconsin, they think of cheese, ice cream, dairy. It's a lot of outdoor things to do.
Beautiful outdoors.
So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that.
Looking forward to it.
This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. And as I said, when we come back, more Door County here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.